297-5633 is your number. And we're joined now by Amy Oppenheimer. She has a documentary that she has produced called Faces of Israel. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to hear your voice. And Amy will be in our community November 13th through the 16th. That is tomorrow through the weekend. She is presenting a program at Beth Shalom Synagogue on the 13th, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, that is open to the public. Tell us about Faces of Israel.
Sure. So Faces of Israel started out as a research project looking at religion and state issues all over the world and how countries, including the United States, England, Canada, Scotland, Saudi Arabia, France, how each of these countries deal with issues of religion and state. And the film itself, Faces of Israel, delves into religion and state in Israel, not only the balance of Jewish and democratic, but when we say Jewish, how much, if at all, should Jewish tradition influence Israeli law, and what style of Jewish, as there are many denominations and expressions of Judaism?
Well, when you say what style of Judaism, what expressions, how varied are they?
They're pretty varied. One of the things that we'll be doing in the program tomorrow is seeing how many different ways there are to answer the question, who is Jewish, what determines Jewish status, and there are very distinct definitions, even just of who is a Jew, matrilineal and patrilineal descent, conversion, and there's a very unique scenario in Israel right now where within the Israeli government itself, there are competing and conflicting definitions of Judaism, because you could be Jewish enough, so to speak, to get citizenship expedited, but not Jewish enough, so to speak, to go through the marriage process, because that process is overseen by the Orthodox Israeli chief rabbinate.
Now, Larry King was on this show a few weeks ago. He said that he considers himself a Jew, even though he's an atheist. Is he a Jew?
I would say yes. I mean, a lot of people say if you're crazy enough to call yourself a Jew, then you're a Jew. And and being Jewish was never really just a matter of faith. It's something a lot more than that.
Okay. Now, in Israel, when young women and men are of a certain age, I think it's 18, they go into the military for the most part. That's something that in the United States, if some politician proposed this, he or she would not be successful. Why is it embraced in Israel?
Well, Israel is a very young country. At only 65 years old, there's still very much a startup mentality of everyone chipping in and everyone having a voice in developing this very young state. And so there still are options for pacifists and other folks to do community service instead of serving in the military. But it's a very proud part of the culture, and it's kind of integral to the Israeli identity. Take a turn protecting your state and providing for your state.
297-5633 for Amy Beth Oppenheimer. Her documentary is Faces of Israel. Now, if you're an Orthodox Jew, are you required to be in the military as others are?
So it's a little bit complicated. Most people think of a monolith population when you say Orthodox, but it primarily breaks down into modern Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox. Most modern Orthodox do serve in the military. However, many ultra-Orthodox who study in the yeshiva, a Jewish institution of higher learning, do not. However, the Tal law, which exempted these populations from serving in the army, expired this past year, and there are discussions and negotiations in the government currently about drafting these individuals and drafting these students. So, like many of these interesting hot topics in Israel, it is a work in progress.
Where did you grow up, Amy?
I was raised in the Northeast in New Jersey. I studied at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, lived in Israel for a few years, and then New York City for 2 years before hitting the road, and I've been more or less full-time traveling for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the, let's say this was done in the United States, all 18-year-olds, male and female, were required to go in the armed forces. What is it, 2 years? Is that the stint?
2 years for women, 3 years for men.
2 years for women, 3 years for men. Is that a good idea?
I mean, I think we probably have an overflow in our military. I don't know that we'd know what to do with that many young people, but the idea of having some sort of strongly encouraged, if not mandatory, year of national service, I think that would totally change and improve the culture, the youth culture that we have here in America. if everybody took a year and volunteered with some sort of positive organization doing some sort of community service, that could be transformative for our people here.
Well, one thing I noted in my trip to Israel was that the people there are not nearly as fat as they are in the United States, and it may have to do with the fact that they get military training at a young age, men and women.
It's very possible. There's also there's a very healthy diet in Israel. Rather than sugar cereals and biscuits, grits, and gravy for breakfast, over there they have Israeli salad, which is essentially chopped up cucumber, tomato, onion, with a bit of cottage cheese on the side. So there's a couple of elements going on there.
Mike in Woodland Ridge, you're on the air with Amy Beth Oppenheimer. Hi, Mike. Mike, you're on the air. All right. Let's see if we can get Mike to a bit different place, Kevin, and hopefully we can get his question for Ms. Oppenheimer. Who will be in Baton Rouge this week and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Beth Shalom Synagogue? We'll hear from Amy Oppenheimer. Are you there, Mike? Yes, sir. Kevin, I don't know. You're hearing him, but I'm not, and our listeners are not, so I think we may have to forego Mike. But Amy, the genesis of Faces of Israel, what prompted you to produce this documentary?
Well, growing up in the Jewish community, I was always very interested in Israel, but I found that much of the dialogue around Israel and programming fell into one of two categories, the first of which was foreign policy and the conflict and really foreign affairs, and then the second of which was people getting together for falafel and Israeli music and light cultural programming. And there really just was not very much offered in between. And so I deferred university a year to study in Jerusalem. I studied in a religious seminary, worked for a think tank, danced with a performing arts company, and really got involved in different elements of the culture and thought, wow, there is so much here contributing to the living, breathing pulse of what the state of Israel is today. Let me see if I can bring some of this back with me.
Well, the country of Israel, as far as landmass, is less than half the size of the state of Louisiana. The population is about the size of Louisiana and Mississippi combined. And yet, this is a country that has the second most numbers of companies on the NASDAQ, a wildly successful population. How do you explain it?
Jewish guilt and Jewish parents. all jokes aside, there has always been a focus on education and on literacy dating back to the early days of the Jewish people. And so when you combine that kind of cultural element and upbringing with this empowerment, it is an empowerment. The Jewish state, the state of Israel, is possibly the most ambitious project the Jewish people have taken on in 2,000 years. And so it's a challenge at times, but it's also a privilege to be part of that project. And I think people are motivated by, you know, their parents and grandparents' generations. They saw them working as hard as they could to build this state. And so our generation perhaps achieved similar things through scientific innovation, technology, and business.
Well, and maybe it's because that 18 girls and boys in Israel aren't worried about which fraternity or sorority they're going to be in. They're going in the military.
It's true. Life gets a bit more serious more soon, quickly.
And you develop discipline and character. And speaking of that, the documentary, Faces of Israel, has received nice plaudits, and Amy Oppenheimer will be at the Beth Shalom Synagogue tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And if you'd like to meet this fine young woman and see Faces of Israel, this is the time to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care. Good luck. We'll be back tomorrow. For Kevin Gallagher, I'm Jim Engster. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
Podcasts of The Jim Engster Show are available at WRKF.org. The Jim Engster Show is produced in association with the Louisiana Radio Network and is copyrighted by WRKF for the private use of its audience. Any other use of any portion of this program without the written consent of WRKF is prohibited. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of WRKF, its officers, and members.